It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a pleasure to have you with us this morning. Now, Sasol sending a team to Germany to firm up development of new low-cost solar panels.
Yes, you know, this is good news that we move again on the low-cost solar panels. These belong. This idea comes from South Africa. I mean, it was developed here in Johannesburg by Vivian Alberts, and he then started to commercialize it. So within this team that are now developing it is Sasol with 40%, but there's also the state-owned Central Energy Fund and the National Empowerment Fund. And so what we got to do in South Africa is make sure that we reduce the cost of solar power, because we've got the sun, and this is what this is all about. But, you know, it took the Germans with our idea to start it off. Now, they have done it in Germany. Now, Sasol is sending a team over to start development so that they can bring it here in the next 12 months and build a factory in Paarl and start developing these low-cost thin-film solar panels, which are stealing a march on the world. This is what will compete with Eskom. This is now we can become almost competitive. As the Eskom tariffs go up, we can introduce this without high costs, which we had in the past associated with solar. And a word in their ear, they better hurry up, because I see the Americans have now got the similar technology, which is our technology, and they're starting to come into the world with these products. So it's got their competitive juices are up.
Now, Wits University at this time carrying out a study to see whether the mathematics standards of today are still a good indicator of academic ability. Tell me a bit more.
Yeah, for a lot of the more technical sciences at university, they would look at mathematics and how much you got in mathematics in order to determine whether you should come in. Now, this is the first year of outcome-based education and the first year of the National Senior Certificate and the phasing out of the other certification that we had in the higher grade maths situation, and it's thrown the cat among the pigeons. Already these lecturers are finding that they have to go back to basics with these students. When they analyze their marks position, it seems like the marks have been inflated. When they looked at student bodies that had come in 2008 under the old system and 2009 under the new system, they found that, you know what, in the old system a student may have got 40% to 49% for maths. Now the one coming in with outcomes-based education is getting 70%. So they no longer know whether 70% is a good maths mark or a bad maths mark, and they feel that some of the degrees might have to be extended. If it's a 3-year degree, it might have to go to a 4-year degree because of the need to go back to basics so that these students can cope. And a lot of frustration among the students who feel they've qualified and now suddenly find that they can't cope.
And another story is that of South Africa's first green building being officially certified.
Yeah, we used to have stars for hotels, 5-star hotels. Now we're getting stars for green buildings. If you're ecologically friendly as a building, you get your stars. And this is the Green Building Council of South Africa. And the first stars to be awarded have gone to Nedbank's new extension, second phase extension in Sandton, that Nedbank building. And they have had to go through a whole lot of hoops to make sure that they can be qualified as green. And obviously, you know, energy, they have to lower the energy consumption, water, they have to lower the water consumption. But interestingly, even the materials are coming into it. And for the first time in South Africa, we had low volatility organic compound paint. So this is an eco-friendly paint that they've had to use. We've also had cement that's got recycled material in it, like fly ash. So all of these earned points in order to get the stars. But how much does it cost? You know, we see that this building cost about 600 million rand, that second phase of the Nedbank building in Sandton, and the green aspect added like 20 million rand to it. So it's a bit frightening at this stage. I think it's still going through a learning curve, and they're hoping to make sure once people become familiar with it, that cost will lower. In the meantime, they say, look, your payback will be quicker because you're going to be using less energy, you're going to be using less water, and all the other aspects. So green buildings are in, and we're going to see more of those.
That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.